They worked through the night, battling a wildfire that had spread over 8,000 hectares. Spain's military emergencies unit has been spraying water on the flames and trying to create firewalls. Strong winds here in Extremadura, near the border with Portugal, have made their task harder. Hundreds of people from three villages have been displaced. But local authorities say they're hopeful better weather conditions could help control the wildfire soon.
I feel anger and sadness because many people have lost animals, land, a bit of everything to the fire. It makes me sad because after so many years working, they lose everything because a person started the fire on purpose. To me, that's not fair. Once the wildfire started, all the teams should have been deployed immediately, not wait until the next day.
The fire, which started on Wednesday, is being blamed on arsonists. Spain's environment minister has echoed scientists in saying the country's experiencing more frequent and intense events as a result of the climate emergency. After 3 years of below-average rainfall, Spain's already seen multiple wildfires this year. The drought was made worse by temperatures in April that are normally seen at the height of summer. Last year, according to the European Forest Fire Information System, nearly 500 separate fires destroyed a record 307,000 hectares in Spain. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.